Rolling on with running back content leading up to the 2015 NFL Draft with Andrew and Phil. I'm Chris. We've taken a look at the top of the class. We've also looked at the sleepers. Time now to look at who could be the best fit, who could be a Bronco. Phil, it could be a different kind of player compared to what this team has looked for in the last couple of years. We got a whole new coaching staff.
Yeah, I mean, at the Combine, head coach Gary Kubiak said, we are going to run the ball and we are going to be a physical team. And 1,000-yard rushers and Gary Kubiak are pretty much synonymous. I mean, you look at Justin Forsett last year in Baltimore. You look at the Houston days with Arian Foster, did it year after year there. And then even looking back to when Kubiak was the offensive coordinator here, you look at guys like Clinton Portis, Olandis Gary, Mike Anderson, all those guys, 1,000-yard rushers.
So if there's a mold in place, Andrew, for a scheme that will be in place, which of these players who you've seen could be that best guy to come plug in and play that role?
Well, I'm looking at a couple of third-day guys. Number one, David Johnson out of Northern Iowa. You know, very physical and, you know, very strong and very fast. He was one of the leaders in 40 time and bench press at the Combine. You know, very productive over his time at Northern Iowa. He played 4 years there and then looked very good at the Senior Bowl. At the Senior Bowl, he showed off his skill catching passes out of the backfield. That's something that also shows up on his film when he was at Northern Iowa. So, you know, that's a guy who could fit in the third day, a good value pick. Another guy is Zach Zenner out of South Dakota State. Now, he's 5'11", 223 pounds, but he might add a few pounds and be a fullback in the NFL, and that might make him a perfect fit for the Broncos, you know, maybe in round 5, round 6, round 7, because historically in the Kubiak offense, the Broncos have liked their fullbacks to have ball skills. You know, you look at a guy like Mike Anderson, who was a tailback and became a fullback, and even going further back to Howard Griffith, who was an outstanding tailback in college. Zenner, very productive at South Dakota State, has had some of his best games against FBS competition like Nebraska and Missouri. And the other thing I like about him, a very physical blocker. He'll get in there and he'll take on a pass rusher up the middle, and I think that's going to translate to being a lead blocker as well in the NFL, so he might be a good third day fit.
Yeah, what coaches love, those day three guys, if they can get physical against the blitz and perform when the lights come on, those bigger teams, those bigger conferences, they love seeing that. They would love the chance to bring a guy like that in on that last day. That's going to do it for best fit. We've looked at sleepers, top of the class, and best fit. What will the Broncos do? We'll have to wait and see.